Fads come and go, and nowhere more than in the world of weight loss. That's why Noom's weight management programs are made to last. Noom uses science and personalization to help you manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Tuesday, August 8th edition. Recording from you on Tuesday morning. Had a little technical difficulties, shocker, on Monday night. But we are here. We're getting you ready for Tuesday's 11-game slate starting at 7:05 p.m. Eastern time. Hope you guys had a great Monday. Lots of fun on the diamond there. If you played Cole Reagans for $5,200, you're welcome. Enjoyed. 32-plus points was absolutely beautiful from the lefty. You can find me on Twitter at BDentrick, B-D-E-N-T-R-E-K. If you have any questions, hit me up there or in the Gaining the Edge Fantasy Discord, and we'll bang things out. All right, your totals on this 11-game slate here. Braves Pirates, 10. That's a good one to start with. Astros Orioles, 8. Cubs Mets, 9.5. Royals Red Sox, 10. Blue Jays Guardians, 8. Nats Phillies, 9. Rockies Brewers, 8.5. Yankees White Sox, 9. Giants Angels, 9. Rangers A's, 7.5. Dodgers D-backs, 9. Padres Mariners 8.5. So as you can tell, gonna have some offense on this slate, some decent pitching though, but definitely offensive spots to target. Your top price pitcher on this slate is Framber Valdez, $11,000 at the Baltimore Orioles. Framber coming off the amazing no-no his last time out for two scuffling starts. I pretty much, if you've listened to the show long enough, we usually don't start pitchers after no-nos or perfect games, sometimes even after shutouts, but definitely no-nos and perfect games. I love Framber Valdez. I'm a big Framber Valdez fan, but it's a Baltimore team, 22% carry versus lefties, 267 average, 194 ISO. I hope he pitches great for my season-long teams. I'm going to take a pass at $11,000 on fantasy. I'd rather pay 10-8 for Max Scherzer at the Oakland Athletics. I think most people will. Even when Scherzer scuffled a bit last start, still got the 9 Ks over 6 innings for 24 points, 24 more points in 3 of his last 4 starts because he's got 6 or more Ks in 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 straight starts. The dude gets the strikeouts with the best of them. Long balls are an issue. That's the Scherzer problem. Lucky for Max Scherzer, he gets to go to Oco Coliseum, pitcher-friendly Oco, and face the Oakland Athletics. As we know, a struggling team, 25% carry versus righties, 228 average. Do have a surprising 193 ISO over the last month versus righties. I'll give him that. But I'll still take some Max Scherzer at 10-8 over Framber at 11,000. Now it starts to get interesting. Like, I'm not going Gio versus the Giants, even though it's very, very enticing. Gio got smacked around in his last start. So if you want to talk low ownership, this is your dude. But I think I'm going to, and that was against the Atlanta Braves. So, you know, grain of salt there. I'll pass, though. I'm going to start out with the likes of, it's really ugly. Yusei Kikuchi at $8,200 at the Cleveland Guardians. I was looking at Yusei last night. He's given you 6 innings and back-to-back starts. He's given you 1 run or less in 4 straight starts. And he has 8 or more Ks in 2 of his last 3. He's gotten 17 or more points in 3 straight starts. He's looked like a really, really different pitcher over the last couple months compared to where he started out the season. And now he goes up against a Guardians team. This is always the bugaboo with the Guardians, only a 16% K rate versus lefties. But they're only hitting 216 with a .095 ISO. So for $8,200, I like me some Yusei Kikuchi. If you want some others, Cutter Crawford, $7,600. The Royals have been pesky. We've been talking about it. Cutter's put up 18 or more points in 3 of his last 4 starts. He's got 5 or more innings in 3 of those last 4 starts. And 1 run or less in 3 of those last 4 starts. 5 or more Ks in 3 of those last 4 starts. Based on the points I told you at the beginning, you can probably guess what 3 or 4 starts those were. But he's been very effective with the new pitch mix changes that he's been making. And he goes up against this Royals team that probably without Salvi again for the second straight night. Striking out 20% of the time versus righties, 267 average, 185 ISO. So not lighting the world on fire, but Cutter Crawford at 76 I like. I like Brady Singer at 74. We've been using Brady a lot lately. I mentioned on the last time out even that he's made a gigantic pitch mix change, which has resulted in much more efficiency. The strikeouts are usually there. Only had 4 his last time. He threw 8 shutout with 3 hits for 28 points. He's got you 20 or more in 3 straight, 17 or more in 4 straight. He's gotten at least 5 innings in 5, 6, 7, 8, nine straight starts, two earned runs or less in six of those nine starts. It's just always what strikeouts is he going to give you? And the strikeouts have been there a little better of late, not great, but the going deep in the games, limiting the damage, works out very well for $7,400. And strikeouts might not be there. He's facing Boston, 21.4% K rate, 267 average, 222 ISO. So he's an interesting play at 74. I like the changes he's made. I think he's got some serious upside in this matchup. I'm always a Clark Schmidt stan. He's just been so inconsistent. I'm just going to pass on this one. I'd rather pay up a little more for Singer or Crawford if I have to. Or we have some fun down here. You got Grayson Rodriguez, $6,900 at home against the Houston Astros. Obviously a good Houston Astros team. But Grayson's thrown five innings or more in three straight starts, three earned runs or less, six or more Ks in two out of the three. He's putting up 15+. Like he hasn't shown a ceiling game yet, but a pretty good floor at $6,900. But it is Houston. We obviously have to acknowledge that. 23% carry versus righties, though, at 224 average and a 176 ISO. So if you want to roll some dice, Grayson Rodriguez at $6,900 is quite intriguing. The other guy's Jameson Tye on $6,700 at the New York Mets. Yeah, we targeted the Mets yesterday with Smiley. Smiley got the Ks. He just got hit around. That was kind of the discussion point we had on the show yesterday. Could he limit the damage? He went five innings, got you like five or six Ks, gave him five runs. That was the way Drew Smiley experience. Now we go to Jameson Tye on 16 or more points in four of his last five starts. He's gone five innings in five straight, three in runs or less than five straight. Just all about the strikeouts, you know, 5-4, 6-4, 4. He has to get you the 5 to 6 innings and limit the damage because the strikeouts just haven't been there. But it's a Mets team striking out 22% of the time, 213 average, 187 ISO. So if you're looking to punt, a guy like Jameson Tye on a 67 is in play. So some fun ways to target this slate. Like if you want to go Framber, I'm not going to tell you no, but I'm not going there. Scherzer at 10-8, I'm a fan of. Otherwise, you get on to Kikuchi at 82, Cutter Crawford at 76, Singer at 74. I kind of rate that Crawford, Kikuchi, Singer in that order, even though I think Singer has the highest ceiling in the group. He has the toughest matchup out of the three. Then you got Grayson Rodriguez and Jameson Tye. So some fun pitching options, cheaper pitching options, which allow you to have all the bats on this wonderful 11-game Tuesday slate.
There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When it comes to weight management, we tend to put our focus on what we eat. But Noom's approach puts the focus on why we eat. And that's a game changer. Noom uses science and personalization so you can manage your weight for the long term. Their psychology-based approach helps you build better habits and behaviors that are easier to maintain. And they help you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have those cravings. Noom's personalized courses are easy to follow and will help grow your confidence with tools you can put into practice on day one. The best part? You decide how Noom fits into your life, not the other way around. And based on a sample of 4,272 Noomers, 98% say Noom helps change their habits and behaviors for good. Try Noom today and see the results for yourself. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com to sign up for your trial today.
Speaking of all the bats, let's get to Amir Ketcher's position for you. Sean Murphy's 54. If he's in the lineup versus Keller, he's been kind of playing every other day with Travis d'Arnaud. He's $4,500, and Murphy played on Monday. So do the math on that one. We'll see how it pans out. William Contreras, I'll be going right back to Milwaukee like I've done the last, almost week, it feels like. William Contreras is $4,800 versus Kyle Freeland. Sign me up for that one. Going down to the low 4Ks. Into the threes, like if you think Giolito struggles, Patrick Bailey's 39. He had a nice game on Monday. Francisco Alvarez versus Tyon at 38. Kind of our discussion point there. If you want to target Baltimore and Rodriguez, Yainer Diaz at 36 is not too bad, but I don't think you need to. I think you either pay up for William Contreras or you go Mitch Garver at $3,400 versus JP Sears. Mitch Garver loves left-handed pitching, so Garver to me is a pretty nice value on this slate. Farther down, though, you got the likes of maybe Yan Gomes versus Carrasco. I have no problem using Freddie Fermin at $3,100 versus Crawford. If you're not using Cutter Crawford, Fermin has been an absolute monster at the plate. So $3,100 is a great price tag there. Luis Campusano, double dong. And I keep bringing him up, boys and girls. Too bad he wasn't on the main slate yesterday. That would have been fun. Other values, potentially, like an Indy Rodriguez for Pittsburgh's $2,500 versus Yanni Chirinos. Chirinos is not that good. So a guy like Indy could be a potential punt for you. If you want to fade Framber Valdez, this is James McCann's 24. Not saying that's what I'm going to do, but that's a nice little value if your intuitions take you that direction. First base for you on this slate, you got Otani anytime, 67, totally fine. But Freddie Freeman at 62, I love Brandon Pfaadt. I've been a fan of what we've seen in the last three starts since getting recalled. I am terrified of this Dodgers game. I hope Brandon Pfaadt pitches great, A, because I don't like the Dodgers, and B, I want to see him keep doing well for multiple reasons. But Freddie Freeman at 62 is in a great spot here. In reality, though, Matt Olson at 59 is your top price guy against Mitch Keller. Keller's just been atrocious. And Atlanta, you know, they put up six. Acuna put up a goose egg yesterday. I was 1 point off of min cashing with an Acuna goose egg. That does not happen very often. I was very frustrated on Monday. But we'll go back to the Atlanta Braves well once again. Matt Olson at 5,900 versus Keller is great. Cubs are 100% back in play on this slate. Going up against Cookie Carrasco, yeah, Cody Bellinger, first base outfield eligible at 5,300. He is looking sharp in this one. Going down now to the 4K area, like Ryan Mountcastle's 4K versus Valdez again. Jaime Candelario, first base, third base, 4K versus Cookie Carrasco. I like that quite a bit. If you're fading Brady Singer, which I totally understand, Tristan Casas is $3,800. That's a nice potential value for you on this slate. Carlos Santana from Milwaukee's $3,700. He'll be in play once again. Low 3Ks now. If Moustakas starts, he's $3,200 versus Alex Wood. I'm in. He's first base, third base eligible. Wood won't go deep into the game, but you got to make sure he's starting. And there's probably better values out there, but I do like some Moose. Like I told you guys on yesterday's show, keep an eye on him in the coming days. There'll be some great matchups for Moose. A great punt is Jake Bowers. I mean, he went 0 for yesterday. That's what punts are. He's first base outfield eligible at $2,800 versus Tuki Toussaint. Toussaint is the guy you want to target. So Jake Bowers, first base outfield at $2,800 is 100% a value play for you as well. And that'll probably do it at the first base. Second base for you here, you got Mookie Betts at 64. Totally cool with that. Marcus Semien at 56 is a great play versus JP Sears. You got Jose Altuve. Ozzie Albies went deep. He had a great game on Monday. He's $5,400 versus Keller. Like him quite a bit. Trevor Story is supposed to get activated off the IL on Tuesday. He's $5,200 versus Brady Singer. I'd probably still go Albies or Semien over Story, but if you want to have some fun, go get you some. Hyosung Kim, I like him in tournaments at 49. I mean, in cash at 49, sorry, just because he brings such a great floor to the table. Nico Horner at 45 is probably even a better cash game play, actually, for the savings. And it's just a good cash game and tournament play versus Carrasco. Love me some Nico and the Cubs. Going down into the 3K range now. Westberg of Baltimore is $3,100 for potential value. But our boy Schneider of Toronto is $2,900 for his Bybee. You can keep going there. He went over yesterday because, well, all the Jays did, as Gavin Williams was filthy, filthy on the mound. You can go back to Davis Schneider at $2,900 for his Bybee. Again, I'm not looking to attack Bybee in full Toronto stacks, but if you're looking for some value at second base, Schneider's your dude, or just pass. There's other second base options for sure, like Michael Massey's $2,600. Bryce Terang's $2,600. He went deep again on Monday. We've been talking about Bryce Terang's improved production. Even Pablo Lopez is $2,100 for Singer. He had his first career home run on Monday for the Boston Red Sox. So there's a ton of value at second base if you want to save some cash there. Third base, got Austin Riley at 57. Great play as usual. J-Ram versus Kikuchi. J-Ram's appealing his suspension, so he should be in the lineup versus Kikuchi. But Devers versus Singer at 52. Muncie at 51 versus Pfaadt is very nice as well. Going down to the 4K range, Ryan McMahon's lefty-lefty versus Miley at 42. I don't care. Jaime Candelario is a great price tag. We talked about his first base, third base. I like him a lot more at third base at 4K. I like him at both, but I like him a lot more at third base at 4K. If you're looking for some savings, that's a good spot there for Jaime, the Candyman, Candelario. Into the low threes and into the twos, like there's Brian Hayes, Chris Taylor. I'm not in love with those plays. I think there's other ways to save some cash. That's pretty much how I'm going to say most at third base. I'd probably, as of right now, I'm not looking at a whole lot below Candelario, to be honest. Shortstop, Corey Seager, $6,200, always in play. Like him quite a bit. Bobby Witt Jr. has been fired. He's 54 in a good spot there versus Cutter Crawford. Then you got like Francisco Lindor at 48, always on the board. Willie Adames has struggled, but he's 47 versus Lefty Freeland. He's got my attention. But again, red hot Cubs. Dansby Swanson's $4,400 versus Cookie Carrasco. That makes you, it makes it hard to pay up when you can get a guy like Swanson at that price point. Below 4K now, it's Ezekiel Duran at 32. I like quite a bit versus JP Sears. He'd be one to look at. Brandon Crawford's actually swinging it decently right now. He's $2,900 versus Giolito. If you need a silly punt, I would not force that if I was you. Like I said, second base has a lot of good value for now. Outfield will have a ton. There's Pablo Reyes of Boston. He's $2,100. He's second base shortstop. So, like, I'd probably go, if I'm going to punt shortstop, I go Reyes over Crawford personally. But for me, it's like Ezekiel Duran, Dansby Swanson, payups. That's where I'm looking at short. Outfield, Shohei, yes. Go right back to Acuna at 66, of course. I got Betts is in play for you as well. J-Rod versus Martinez at 59 is not bad. Jordan Alvarez, Kyle Tucker at 58 and 56 versus Grayson Rodriguez in a tournament all the time. But Adelis Garcia at 55 versus JP Sears is very, very nice. We love him versus anybody, but especially versus lefties. JD Martinez at 54, we prefer versus lefties, but fine versus Fought. Love Cody Bellinger, he's first base outfield. He's 53 versus Carrasco. Christian Yelich versus the lefty Freeland, that's still fine at $5,100. Going below 5K now, like Masataka Yoshida at 47 for Singer's okay. Jaron Duran at 45 is not too bad as well. Chaz McCormick at 43 if you're fading Grayson Rodriguez is a really good price point. Tournament only, though. Marcelo Zuna in your Atlanta stacks at 43 as well. Farther down we go here. If you want to fade Julio Urias, Lourdes Gurriel at 41 is not too shabby. Not forcing that, but that's not bad. An 11-game slate, I don't think I need to force that situation. Michael Harris is 4K versus Mitch Keller. South Frelick, big boy game, 33 points for us on Monday. He's 39 versus Freeland. Might get the day off, though, with the lefty on the mound. Going down into the mid-3Ks now. It gets murky quick. Cade Marlowe of Seattle's $3,500 versus Nick Martinez, but just go Mike Tauchman at 35 versus Carrasco. That's the easy play, but if you're like a 2% owned player, Cade Marlowe's your dude in that price point. Ian Happ's $3,400 versus Carrasco. Jack Sawinski versus Chirinos at 34 is outstanding. Like that a lot for tournaments because Chirinos usually gets spanked by lefties. So that's a fun one there. Farther down we go, like Seiya Suzuki's 33 versus Cookie Carrasco. Ezekiel Duran's 32 versus Sears. He's outfield shortstop eligible. He's another one to look at. James Altman, big game on Monday. He's $3,200 versus Fought. If you want to see, Altman's been playing much better over the last like 3 weeks or so. So don't sleep on him completely. He's 32. Decent little value for you. Going below 3K now, we got the likes of Tyrone Taylor. Talked about it yesterday. If he's in the lineup, he went deep. He's $2,900 versus Freeland today. I like that a lot for Tyrone Taylor. Good value in a great Milwaukee stack. So go that direction. Farther down the 2K range for you. It's a shame Jolks got sent back to the minors. That's a bummer. Drew Waters is 26, maybe if you need him. Jake Myers of Houston's 24. That's not horrible. Canzone of Seattle, if he's in the lineup, he's 24. He's a good value as well. IKF's 23. He's a good value. Joey Weimer at 22 versus the lefty Freeland is definitely one to keep an eye on as well. So a couple spots down here for you for sure. Let's recap the pitching on this 11-game slate. Framber, if you want to, sure. But for me, it's Scherzer at 10-8, Kikuchi at 82, Crawford at 76, Singer at 74. I rate that Crawford, Kikuchi, Singer. And then your punts are Grayson Rodriguez and Jameson Taillon. Forgot the stacks yesterday. I apologize. Here we are today to stack them up. I prefer Houston if you're going to stack that game, but you can probably pass. Love the Braves. Most will. A good Pittsburgh bringback is totally fine, but like the Braves a lot. Few others, you could go Boston versus KC if you want to. I'm not going to be opposed to that. Love the Cubs versus Cookie. Love Milwaukee versus Freeland. That's another one for you. Love Texas versus Oakland. And then you got some like Dodgers could be interesting. So could the Mariners. But it's pretty much in no particular order yet. Texas, Milwaukee, Atlanta, Chicago. I'm kind of looking at Chicago, Milwaukee, Texas, Atlanta, just because Atlanta will be the most popular. All great spots. Look at the better hitter ballparks in Milwaukee and Chicago. It goes Milwaukee. Hitters-wise, Milwaukee, Chicago, Atlanta, Texas, probably is what you're looking for, hit ballparks. So it'll be a fun one. Check the lineups, have some fun there. Again, I'm on Twitter at BDNTrick. If you have any questions, hit me up there or in the Gain in the Edge Discord. But for now, everybody, this is your Tuesday edition MLB DFS Quick Hits, Tuesday, August 8th. I'm out.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/get100. And use code GET100. That's code GET100 at prizepicks.com/get100 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks, daily fantasy sports made easy.